This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In the last few days, some of the greatest minds in business journalism have scoured the annual letter from Warren Buffett to harvest wisdom. The Berkshire Hathaway boss and billionaire investor is revered by many. The regular guy from Omaha who kept his head on his shoulders and has the knack. But Marketplace regular Alan Sloan, who's also a Washington Post columnist, looked at Buffett's big letter to shareholders the other day and noticed what is not there. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So everyone loves quelling over the letter each year from Warren Buffett. It gives hints about his investments, hints about his philosophy and outlook. You looked at it, and what's missing?
Two things are missing. One was how wonderful the management of Wells Fargo was, which he wrote the previous year. And the second thing is he lavished praise on this company called 3G, what's known in the trade. It's a private equity company, which manages a company called Kraft Heinz, which is Berkshire Hathaway's biggest investment. And what it does is it goes around, it buys companies, now with the help of a lot of financing from Berkshire Hathaway, it fires zillions of people, the profits go up, and then after a while, it goes out and buys another company and does the same thing.
And a year ago, Mr. Buffett was happy to mention the wonderful work of 3G, but these days things seem a little different.
Yeah, and we're reading motivation into him, and we don't know, but I can take a guess as to why Buffett isn't mentioning 3G's brilliant management this year. I think it's climate change.
Climate change?
Yeah, the social climate has changed.
What, with the rise of Trumpism?
Sure. And the sensitivity now to zillions of working class Americans who feel angry and betrayed. And those are the very kinds of people that companies like 3G fire because they can save money by doing it.
So in a sense, you're saying in 2017, it's no longer polite to mention companies that make money off of getting rid of people.
That is my read of the annual Buffett letter, which I don't think it may not be anyone else's read.
You can read all about this in Alan's latest Washington Post column. Alan Sloan is also editor-at-large at ProPublica. Thank you.
My pleasure, David.